Much of the measure simplifies the law and ensures that businesses do not face multiple audits. But it also scraps the current system where sales taxes on construction are assessed and collected where the project is built. Instead, contractors would pay taxes on supplies when and where they buy them. Christian Price, mayor of the city of Maricopa, said that would mean the loss of millions of dollars needed in his rapidly growing community.
You take away that construction sales tax, we talked about a Lowe's or a Home Depot, other things, those simply don't exist in the city of Maricopa. Now, I understand that as a legislature, you have to take a broad-based view and see this on a wide perspective. But if you don't want to really want to see some of these towns become ghost towns, like the city of Maricopa, then you really need to consider what we're saying here.
Mayors of other communities echoed similar sentiments. But Representative Debbie Lesko said the change will mean better compliance with the law, meaning the state would collect more money, which can be shared with the cities.
31%, or I believe that's $148 million a year, is again going to be added into that pot because people can't cheat anymore.
Despite the unanimous vote, committee members agreed changes are necessary to address the concerns of the cities if this is to become law. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.